Tonight on SmackDown Live AfterBuzz TV After Show, a United States title edition, so many matches defending our country, and lots of cell phone usage. Stay tuned!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Like he was tonight in the U.S. title tournament as we're breaking down live on AfterBuzzTV.com, the AfterBuzz TV YouTube page, iTunes, SoundCloud, liking, subscribing, telling your friends and your enemies about World of AfterBuzz TV. That's right, I use the music for it. What's up, everybody? I'm Christian Rosenberg. Twitter, at Will Rosenberg, Instagram, The Will Rosenberg. T-shirts like this pretty one, ProWrestlingTees.com/Christian Rosenberg. That's all right. We will stop the music. We will play the music. Anytime you play Bobby Roode's music, it is absolutely glorious. What else is glorious is the full gang is here this week. First off, the lovely lady to my left, at Gabby_Loren. Gabby Loren.
I'm feeling pretty glorious tonight, you guys, sitting amongst my AfterBuzz TV crew. So thanks for that intro. You guys can follow me on Instagram at Gabby.Loren or on Twitter at Gabrielle_Loren. Make sure you do it. I'm watching you.
She's watching you guys, and it's...
That was perfect timing.
I got this down. I got this timing stuff down. On the other side, when they're by themselves, they're Tom and Scott. But together, we'll either call them Tot or Scom. You guys decide. Vote now. First off, at Tom the Comms, Tom Connolly.
Hello, I'm here.
You are here.
Yeah.
Your ring is here.
My ring's here. If you guys want to check it out. I have a store now.
With Kevin Owens.
Yes. He's it got is a lit store up tonight. Now. You can check out my Etsy store at Connolly Central.
Good job.
Yeah. He has something to plug. It's taken him like 4 years, but finally. He has something to finally plug.
Yes.
At Scott Narver. Scott Narver's here.
I think you need to work on your names there, Krabby. It's a great day for Canada.
Oh, Canada.
Did what you just loot me into that?
I did.
Well done. I think Scott was like, how much longer can his intro go so I can think of something? Got it.
Yeah. Really needed all the time for that.
Wow, your reaction is matching your new shirt there that guy.
Is it? I don't think so.
So, U.S. title tournament. We thought we'd have semifinal matches tonight. And then we have the finals at the Royal Rumble. Then they're like, oh, the finals are going to be next week on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but no, it was just a U.S. title show tonight. Pretty much.
And no Dolph Ziggler.
No, because he left. He walked out.
I have a prediction on this.
I was waiting for him to come back tonight.
Is it too early to do a prediction on this?
I think it's perfect time to do it.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Steve. That's all I needed. Steve's approval right there.
Our wonderful engineer, Steve. Giving Gabby the okay.
So I'm feeling like Dolph Ziggler is going to come back for the U.S. championship belt and try to get a match with the now holder of that belt from tonight. Because I don't foresee him just, you know, picking up and walking away from WWE. Mm-hmm. I know that he kind of went MIA, left his belt for grabs, but... It wasn't announced anywhere that he was retired or that he was, you know, taken off contract, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have a feeling he's going to fight for it.
He just might.
It's a great storyline. Come back in and say, that's not yours, that's mine. I never said you guys could have this match.
Mm-hmm.
I could totally see him going with that.
Could you see him just being in the Rumble instead?
I mean, he could definitely be in the Rumble, but at the same point, I still think he's going to come back for that belt saying that, like, nobody deserved to even have this, you know, match. There shouldn't have been a semifinals. There shouldn't have been a finals because that was still mine, and Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon don't have the right to take it away.
I think you're right. I mean, I was expecting, because they kind of fast-tracked everything, that's why I thought maybe the show was going to end tonight with him, like, attacking whoever won. Because I was like, what do they do? I'm like, this is a weird way to get into this, but okay, sure. I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens
next
week.
Do we think it will be at Royal Rumble that this will all go down?
Well, I feel like now we have the opportunity to see him next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It would be a shame for him to miss the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I know.
Like, Dolph would be a shame.
Yeah,
a shame.
I know
shame.
There is pretty good betting odds of him, like, being in the Rumble and possibly winning. No, because he walked. Because he was,
I think
like,
he is a favorite to win the Rumble. Absolutely. I definitely think he could be. I think this year, right now, we still have a week left of shows, but who knows how much is going to get done on the 25th anniversary of Raw this Monday because they have 8,000 guest appearances on it.
Well, it's just a show for all the old guys to come back and beat up all the young guys. So come on, we know what we're in for.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, as of this point, I feel like Ziggler is one of maybe the three or four favorites to win.
Mm-hmm.
Ziggler?
Yes.
No. Have you been watching any of SmackDown Live?
Yes, he hasn't been there.
Several years. I think there's many more people who are favorites to win the Rumble over Ziggler.
I didn't say he was number one. I said he's probably in the top three or four.
That's a favorite. That's what I'm saying, too. I don't think he's a favorite at all.
Well, controversy is always good.
Thank you, Eric Bischoff.
Yeah, Bischoff said it creates cash. The show starts off with Xavier Woods versus Jinder in the semifinal match for the U.S. title. We have a podium in the ring. What was that?
It sounded like an airplane.
Was that a car very, very close to our
studio?
Did you
hear something, boy? Did you hear something?
What? That's L.A. for you. I thought something was like literally coming into the studio.
It was the biker taker.
No. The studio's moving. That's what it is. We're physically being transported.
Got it. We're on the way to the Rumble.
Yeah.
Studio audience, you're coming with us. There's a podium in the ring, and New Day are kind of doing a patriotic type speech. And they talk about a principle that has not been touched on very often. It's the principle of pancakes. And pancakes are very similar to America. Individually, when you divide them up, the ingredients are strong. But when you combine everyone and everything, it brings it all together, just like the New Day. And the best things come in threes, like the red, white, and blue, Migos, and Home Alone 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, yes. Home Alone 1, 2, and 3.
Especially 3.
Especially 2. New York.
I don't even know what happened in 3.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's not Macaulay anymore.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's not even Macaulay.
Yeah.
It's someone else. Or is it his brother?
Wasn't
his brother in one?
I don't know. Xavier's really young, so he's still holding on to that one because that was probably the fresh one for him when he was a kid.
No, Big E was the one who said 1, 2, and 3.
Mm.
Yeah, but Xavier probably likes that one. He's like, say 3, 2. Say also.
And he feels you should boo Jinder because Jinder can't stand the movie Home Alone. Match goes on.
I like that line. That's why you boo. Really funny.
He doesn't like Home Alone. we have what is called a breakfast assault during the match. Now I got Home Alone on the mind. A breakfast assault because New Day's throwing pancakes at the Singh brothers from across the ring, which was actually kind of entertaining because they're literally throwing them like frisbees. And New Day eventually chase out the Singh brothers. This was a long match, had two commercial breaks. It went about 25 minutes almost. And about 23 of those was Jinder just beating the crap out of Xavier. Koloss for the win. Jinder advances. Much to all of ours' dismay, yet we all expected that to happen.
True.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it wasn't that big of a shock. It was a good match, though. I thought it was fun. Like, I mean, Jinder versus Woods is like, he was just dominating him, which is something we should have seen months ago, mm-hmm. not now, after he doesn't have a belt. But it was fun to watch. I mean, Xavier, I mean, I thought he could have won. I mean, I thought maybe they could have thrown us a curveball, but no.
I didn't think he would win. That makes no sense because, I mean, Xavier is great and all, mm-hmm. but they've made Jinder to be this powerhouse of a wrestler. So to have Jinder lose to Xavier would make Jinder look really weak, and I don't think that's in his image at all.
Mm.
I thought Xavier would have more of a showing in this.
Yes.
Because he's been so dominant as a tag team champion. He's been such a major player to then just get beat out without much of a offense in there. Mm-hmm. Seems kind of a shame.
Yeah. Well, Jinder moves on, and we've already kind of talked about what happens with that, but we'll really break it down in a bit.
No, because spoilers, man. I don't want to be spoiled. I don't want.
Thankfully, none of the superstars are going to spoil us because they're busy doing selfie videos, hyping up the Rumble. We start with Baron Corbin.
Thanks for flying to the show, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, seriously.
No, they did say though that they did this over the weekend at one of their live events.
Oh, you could tell some of them.
I don't know if everybody did them over the weekend, or I'm not sure.
Yeah, so Corbin is the first of many selfie videos that we had tonight, just talking about how he's the lone wolf, so the Rumble is the right type of match for him, and he's going to go main event WrestleMania. It was simple. It was
fine.
Sure
he is. Sure.
Could have done that with the Money in the Bank briefcase, buddy.
Yep.
Could have. Called out the challenge right in there.
But why take the easy way?
Because it's the easy way.
He tried to take the easy way, and he lost.
AJ's, oh no, before I get to AJ, we had like a little, the little piece on SmackDown tonight, highlighting the fact that we have our first inductee for the WWE Hall of Fame Class of 2018, Tiz Goldberg.
Bill Goldberg?
The Bill Goldberg.
Good for him. I hope Goldberg inducts him.
He should. I mean, who else would?
His shirtless son.
Yes, or his shirtless son.
Yeah.
So
what if his son came out at this Hall of Fame and like took a shirt off and he was like ripped?
A year later, he's just jacked and
you've been making fun of me. I don't like it. I am not a meme.
So
you're wearing the shirt. Sorry, just noticed.
I literally brought it up at the start of the show.
Oh God, I'm sorry.
Oh, Krabby.
I did.
Wait, well, who do we think is going to induct him? Do we have anybody have any guesses?
That's a good question.
I'm out of it.
I would honestly think, well, it also depends if he is going to be inducted or not. But part of me thinks Bischoff.
Oh, that's a good one. I was thinking Tony Schiavone.
That would also be a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be someone.
Both are guys that could, one of them could be getting inducted this year also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got to be someone from WCW.
DDP?
I don't see anybody.
Ted Turner.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Good guesses.
Yeah. It seems like pretty definite that he would have been a headliner for a Hall of Fame.
I think he is.
You think? I mean, he's going to be this year.
He's the headliner.
Yeah,
he's definitely
bigger than Goldberg.
No.
He's definitely the headliner this year, but do you think that like he should be considered the headliner for a Hall of Fame event?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know who else they're going to pick this year, but.
I'm just saying, since like 90% of his career was in WCW.
Yeah, but it's still he was in WWE, WWF. You know what I mean? He at least showed up and didn't show up like last year, and that was the only time he ever showed up.
Right.
You know, he was there before however many years ago. So
Sting headlined, did he not?
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. That is true. Sting was around a lot longer than Goldberg.
I mean, they own the whole collection, but that's a good point. You have to like. Encompass all of it into, you know, it's all WWE now.
Yeah, but Sting wasn't around in WWE longer than Goldberg.
No, that's true.
No.
That is true. All right, well, we got the first one, so we'll see who will be joining the man who went 173-0 and then lost to a stun gun. I know this because, like, I just rewatched Starrcade in 98 the other day.
Don't worry. It'll happen to Asuka. It's all right.
A stun gun?
Oh, that'd be amazing if it happened at Raw 25. Scott Hall comes out with a stun gun.
And cause Asuka her streak.
I would love that.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Which, by the way, Raw brought out, like, big trucks last night. So why isn't SmackDown doing this?
No, SmackDown has the production trucks, too.
Yeah, but
they need them for the production.
Show them off.
No,
we don't have Strowman to tip them over.
I mean, all my favorite moments are when they do crazy stunts, like bringing tractor trailers and all kinds of nuts things.
So you're saying, why don't we get more of that on SmackDown?
Yeah.
Why doesn't Kevin Owens just get mad and like break stuff and deface things?
Exactly. Like Kevin Owens. I mean, he is our Braun Strowman, even though he's not Braun Strowman at all. But he is our crazy man on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think who would be the closest thing to SmackDown's Braun Strowman.
I think
Jinder Mahal.
Well, not exactly. He's too like ritzy.
I was almost thinking Mojo just because he's hyper.
Yeah, but he doesn't destroy things.
No, well, no one just really does, other than maybe Owens.
Yeah.
I think Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn should direct an episode of SmackDown from the trucks.
I like that.
Done.
That would be amazing.
Yep.
Book it.
One of those weeks where, like, Daniel Bryan has a, there's an emergency, he gets called away. Shane isn't there because he's never there most of the time.
Right.
And they just take over the show completely.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they're like, listen, we're making matches tonight. You're fighting this guy. You're fighting that guy. Oh, that'd be such a good episode.
Change
of
their names and the tags. Yep. Uh-huh.
And then it really becomes the Kevin Owens show.
Mm-hmm. But one of them could be on commentary for like one match, and then they go back and like, oh, I got to go direct. See you later.
Mm-hmm. That would be awesome. Yeah. I could see it already.
AJ Styles being interviewed by Renee Young talks about how at Royal Rumble it's going to be 3-1 because he counts Kevin as two people because he's so dangerous and talented that he has the skill of two people. That's what he meant, right?
Mm, yeah. I think Kevin Owens loves pancakes more than New Day.
Oh, he went there.
Yeah.
Oh. Be a star, AJ. He calls the two of them Cammy. We now have a couple names. We've had Brangelina. We've had Bennifer. Now we have Cammy. And it suits them. I expect new theme music.
A mixture of both their songs?
Do it. Do some type of mashup with the two of them. And he said, at Royal Rumble, the Yep movement will come to an end. And that was literally the only thing we had the entire night about the WWE title.
No, we saw that in-depth look at it.
Oh, the only current thing that we had...
Was Owens just not there tonight?
I don't know.
Because Sammy was there because I saw him at the Mixed Match Challenge thing after... They cut to like him and Becky like on a computer, so maybe Owens just wasn't there tonight. I don't know.
I think so. He's resting up for the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. Yes. So. Yes.
But did anyone notice how AJ said Kevin is like? I don't know if he messed up when he said this, but he said it's like 3-1. Kevin has two people. Mm-hmm. At first I thought he made a mistake, and then I was thinking, oh, actually maybe he's just referring to his double personalities, like his nice side and his manic side, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's what I took from it. Then I thought it was funny.
You didn't. All right.
What were you going to say?
Scott and I just literally joked about that whole thing.
I know, but I'm saying like...
She brought up her points about it.
Yeah. That's my opinion. Did you not think that...
No, I didn't. I could tell from the get-go he was just doing a stupid fat joke. That didn't hit well.
Mm.
Because as a somewhat fat person, I don't appreciate those.
A somewhat fat person.
Somewhat.
Will commit. If you become a fat person, you'd like fat jokes.
I was just going to say.
You know, that's a good point. That's a good point.
And didn't you, you know, I mean, you've been on Human Foods for like a year now.
Yeah. No, I've
more dog
weight.
Food for you, buddy.
I've lost weight.
You're now eating the human food. Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. Move on. Moved up.
Just straight up humans.
Yeah.
I'm just eating humans. That's all I'm doing.
Oh, one of those.
It's not dog food. It's human food.
I eat humans for my food.
Oh, creepy.
It's pretty good.
Humanfoodbh.com. We just gave a plug. Then we have almost the entire women's roster take turns with their cell phones, kind of quick promos. Carmella reminds us she's Money in the Bank. Natalya says she's the best there is. Tamina's going to be there. Lana.
Ravishing Rumba.
Hey, whoa. Yeah. I thought Tamina's was pretty good compared to everyone else's.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
It was straightforward. She's going to throw him over the top rope.
That's the most we've heard her talk in about a year and a half. And it was really good. I was like, oh, right, go Tamina. Yeah. Good promo tonight.
I agree. Solid promo.
Yeah.
But we'll get there.
Yeah. Lana's going to be Ravishing Rumble. Naomi, they're going to feel the glow. Ruby was literally holding her script instead of the cell phone.
I see it in the reflection in her eyes.
I feel so bad because she can. Why don't you let her talk? She can talk.
She's not the talker of that group.
No.
Oh, clearly not.
No.
Then we have Sarah.
Sarah Logan?
Yes. The Sarah Logan.
Mm-hmm.
So, pretty much her... That was an imitation of her promo, because it got, like, cut off halfway through.
But I did understand everything she said.
That's a plan.
All the words came out clearly. But
baby
she
steps.
Seems to think that Baron Corbin is in her Royal Rumble match. So someone has to tell her there will be no wolves in her Royal Rumble match.
Let alone a lone wolf.
Yeah.
Where were the real cameras, by the way? Just curious.
It is strange, right?
Yeah. There was a lot of that selfie style tonight.
There was way too much of it. Because we were kind of talking before, and I was like, okay, I get it to Raw 25 on Monday, but we don't have to have a, you know, an update on what happened in 1997 and 2001 and play the whole segment. Like, we already, if you want to watch it, go on the network and watch it. They have the top 100 moments.
Do you think next year, I mean, I was looking way out in the future, next year when SmackDown turns 20? Because I think SmackDown debuted in 99.
No, it's not.
Didn't it debut in 99?
Oh, 20.
Yeah, it'll turn 20.
Oh, okay.
Do we think we're going to have this big hype thing for several weeks and Raw will be doing all these big SmackDown packages as well?
Probably not.
No, do you celebrate...
to a degree.
Mm-hmm. Do you celebrate 20 or 25?
No, they do like both. Every
5 years, there's a celebration?
Mm. 5 years in like episode 1,000.
I wonder if marriages are like that. Wouldn't that be nice?
Marriage is a sacred bond that you should celebrate every day.
You should celebrate it every day, but what if you just had like a renewal of your nuptials every 5 years and you like went on a honeymoon?
Yeah, you could do that, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's, I mean, someone said SmackDown 1000th episode.
In October of this year?
See, all right. That'll hype up.
That'll hype up.
See, so I like it's like, do they pick, do they do 1,000 or do they do 20 years?
You just do everything you can.
Yeah, they can
it's
do both.
More to get people to, yeah, to tune in.
Yeah.
To bring everybody back.
Hosted by Sarah Logan.
That would be great.
I think she's there to make Tamina feel better.
Yeah, right?
Because I think Tamina is now like, I can do this. Uh-huh. Oh, man, I can do this. I can do promos. I got this.
Could you imagine if they put, like, Sarah Logan as a backstage reporter? How funny that would be.
Oh, man. That'd be good.
Actually, yeah. Give Sarah Logan a weekly interview segment.
In the wild with Sarah Logan.
Yes! Yeah, right.
Book it now.
Genius.
Ms. TV, you have been replaced.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't have a Ms. TV on SmackDown, yeah, so it's perfect.
We need it. Yeah,
that's true.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, I hope this happens. I hope they're listening right now. If not, we're tweeting about this later.
That reminds
Vince
me, I feel like
my ideas.
I feel like years ago... Years ago, we had the idea of please give Great Khali a talk show segment. This will be better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This will be so much better.
I mean, what was she talking about?
We don't know.
I would like to ask you a question. What are you feeling from the match tonight?
Now you sound like a drunk old lady.
Is that what I sound like?
Sounds like Sarah Long.
Yeah. I thought she was here in the room.
Yeah, it does.
I mean... Yeah, what is, and even Liv and Ruby, like...
Well, yeah, Liv's was...
Hers wasn't that bad. It was like, okay, yeah, I mean...
Becky was the only one that actually sounded like, oh, yeah, you need me to film something? Okay, go.
Because she's like, awesome.
Yeah, she really is.
I think she may be my pick to win the Rumble.
I'm leaning towards that, too.
Not Dolph Ziggler?
No.
He's a favorite.
He may come back in that.
He is one of the three or four favorites in the Women's Royal Rumble.
All right.
Yeah. Becky is awesome. I feel like her comeback's been better than ever. Mm-hmm. She looks great too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it was just like, I think it's a good thing for them to actually get time off. Like, I know we like need them to be there all the time, but there should be some kind of rotating thing of like, hey, for a month you get a month off. Like,
that's nice.
I mean, they work every week.
Well, they work 12 months a year.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, yeah. I totally agree with you. It's just the way you said it. Like, just take a month off. No big deal.
Well, I mean, if they
July?
Like,
no.
Take 31 days.
No, but they have, like, how many people on this roster of both shows?
I agree.
Where it's like they can just be like, all right, we're just going to write you out, and you're not going to be on TV for a month, or you know, and then you can come back and, you know. She looks better than ever, and she seems, it's like a fresh character came back to SmackDown, which is good.
Yeah.
Good for us.
I agree.
Other semifinal U.S. title match, Rude versus Mojo. Mojo nearly got seriously hurt in this match, and it wasn't his fault. He went to go for his like pounce move, and the ref was completely in his way, so he had to stop. And then kind of a try to adjust himself. And as he adjusts himself, he nearly, like, gave himself whiplash because he missed one of the ropes to bounce off of. It wasn't anyone's fault. It was just bad timing. So it scared me for a second. But really, other than that, I really enjoyed this match. I thought this match told a great story. Mojo spent the entire time working on Rude's midsection, selling the ribs, and... he looked good. They gave it time. I thought the two of them worked well together. Rude ended up winning with a glorious DDT. That was one thing. I mean, like, hey, you are kind of hyping up, no pun intended, with Mojo, trying to push him, and then you just, boom, have him lose like that. Seems like, oh, he should have maybe got himself disqualified, like screwed something up or got counted out or something along the lines, where instead of just get pinned clean if you're really trying to build him up more.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This was my favorite match of the night. I thought it was so good. And like you said, I totally agree that Bobby Roode and Mojo Rawley are really good partners together to go against each other. It was a really intense match, a lot of fire and fury. And no one seemed to want to give up control in the beginning. It was, like, super intense, even when I think it was Bobby Roode that had Mojo on the ground to kind of, like, count him out. He got up not even with a count, like, not even with a one, you know, when they kick out. So, I don't know, it just seemed like everything was very quick and fast-paced and a lot of high energy. And then, yeah, then that scene happened with the ref where he got in the way and Mojo kind of freaked out on the ref. And started, you know, getting all nasty. He said, "Get out of my way." That was really interesting.
I mean, wouldn't you get out of his way? I'd get out of his way.
I would be scared if I was that ref.
There you go.
And honestly, does the ref ever get hurt? Because it seemed like with that kind of knock, I mean, they did meet bodies, right? Like their bodies.
I think Mojo stopped before they really hit each other.
Oh, so it was a good like little quick rebound then. But I mean, I'd be scared because if he knocks a knee, especially Mojo Rawley, you are gonna be toast. But I mean, overall, really good match. There was also like a nasty push when Mojo just threw Roode out of the ring. It wasn't necessarily like a throw, but he just pushed him out like you're trash in a way.
that's how Mojo feels about his competition.
Yeah. I mean, he knows how good he is. He has definitely an ego that comes through in his character in the ring. And then he also put his fingers in Rude's face at one point and was kind of saying, "Glorious, huh? Glorious." And mocking him.
Just like that.
Super entertaining. It was, right? Do you want me to test it out?
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes, please.
Glorious. Just kidding. I'm not going to do that.
Be a star, guy.
Yeah, but anyways, it was a really good match. Favorite of the night, got to say.
Yeah, I thought it was good. The comeback for Rude, though, was kind of a little too short. Mm. Like, it was just like, he did like couple moves and then hit the DDT and won. I thought it was kind of like, all right, we're building up Mojo and he's, you know, looking really strong in this match. And then out of nowhere, like Roode kind of won, I thought, at the end, at least when he won. I mean, we were expecting Roode to win this match.
Yeah.
I wasn't surprised by the outcome.
Well, especially when Jinder won first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We all knew Roode was winning this.
Yeah. So, I mean, I wanted Mojo and Jinder, but okay.
Kind of felt like a shame or a missed opportunity to not have Mojo maybe get disqualified or something like that,
right,
to add to the character, mm-hmm, and, you know, claim then later on he didn't lose and so he still has something going. That's rather true. Than him just getting beat, you know, I don't know.
Or even if it was counted out, like, oh, he didn't pin me type deal.
Mm-hmm. Or like Zack Ryder just come down and, you know, make I'm him still lose here. Or something. Yeah, I don't know, something.
Oh, Braun Strowman's backstage. I'm scared.
Yeah, that was Kurt Hawkins, not Zack Ryder.
Yeah, the one time someone gets beat up at catering and it's not Zack Ryder. That was unbelievable. I mean it. I didn't believe it. It was okay, you know, for the matches that we saw tonight. I felt like this did have the most back and forth. Whether or not it actually did, I'm not sure, but it felt the most like a equal match.
Yes. Between them. Agreed. And Roode is celebrating. After he celebrates, the Singh brothers come and attack him from behind.
Those dirty Singh brothers.
Well, one of them paid for it because one of them hurt themselves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so that was a real hurt, you think? I couldn't tell.
I think so.
Yeah. Because he was down on the ground a little too long, and then his brother had to help him up.
Because they're busy like laughing, celebrating what they did, but he's grimacing in pain after he did not get hit at all.
Good. I hope he doesn't come out at Royal Rumble.
I don't think they're in the
evil, office. Evil person.
No, but if Jinder is going to be around, then you never know what the Singh brothers are going to do.
This does mean Jinder can win the Rumble now.
Yes.
This is what Vince McMahon's been saying. If your knees aren't at least 205 pounds, they're not going to hold up. Enzo, now a Singh brother, you know?
So hopefully it's not serious, because you don't wish anyone to be hurt, no matter how much we like or dislike you. And Jinder's laughing about what they did. Rude says, hey, let's have this finals tonight. Jinder says, no, we'll do it next week. Then Daniel Bryan just casually walks out and he's like, no, you know what? You know what, Bobby? I know it's my job to make matches, but I like your style. Finals happening tonight.
He didn't book a main event.
We were literally an over an hour into the show, and we did not have a main event.
It's like he's sniffing glue. Like, I don't know how they're presenting Daniel Bryan on screen, because everything this past month or two has just been, yeah, you said that? That'll be the thing.
That was a big accusation there.
It is. It's all natural glue. So
it's organic glue. Yeah. It's organic glue.
Mm-hmm. It's so unenjoyable.
Yeah, like, we have been, he's been GM of SmackDown for, like, almost 2 years now. Like, normally they never last this long anyway. And now you have him, he just looks like an idiot. Like, it's what it comes down to. He does, though. Like,
He looks weak.
If you just tuned into this show and for the last 3 weeks and that's the first time you saw SmackDown, you'd be like, why does this guy have a job? What is his purpose? Like, everyone else just makes the decisions and he just goes, okay, yeah, that's good. Like, it's dumb. It doesn't make any sense. And I don't know what the whole storyline is, but even waiting around for the storyline to happen is just crappy story writing. Like,
well, what I do like about this is the surprise factor that WWE is going with, and they've been doing this more recently, where, you know, Bobby Roode challenged Jinder to a fight that same night, and knowing Jinder's character, I knew he was going to say no to that, because he's never just going to willingly admit to something you want to do. You know, he has to be the one in control and making the decisions, just like he said. And then when Daniel Bryan did enter and kind of flip the switch on everybody, I liked that it was a surprise because I really didn't think they were going to go with that storyline tonight. I had no idea that we were going to find out who would be the next title holder in this episode. I thought for sure we were going to wait till next week.
By the end of Raw, we were still thinking the finals was going to be at the Rumble, let alone have the finals tonight.
And two matches for the title, like we mentioned. It's just crazy.
Yes. We then have another cell phone promo, this time by Orton. Yep.
Yeah, that happened too.
Yep, that happened like last week, it felt like, and he was just taking his time off.
It happened in December.
Charlotte Naomi.
He committed to that, though. That was one of the lengthier ones. They're cutting that one up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Charlotte, Naomi, and Becky versus the Riot Squad. All right, brace yourselves for what I'm about to say.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God. Uh-oh. He's going to say
someone's going to get upset. We know someone's going to get upset on YouTube.
He's going to say he loves the Riot Squad.
Yeah, yep.
I thought Liv did very well tonight.
Whoa.
And that is... It's no need for... Don't applaud me. Applaud her for finally doing
I'm
something.
I'm shocked that you said that.
She was pretty much in the match for the vast majority for the Riot Squad. And overall, I thought she did all right. I thought they finally got a chance to showcase how she can sell. She did a pretty good job selling. And her finisher, she does well with that. And it also was a combination of Naomi taking it. The combination with the two of them, it looked good. But I got to give credit where credit is due. I felt like this was her best showing so far. That said, don't make it a one-time thing. Mm-hmm. And actually keep doing this.
Yeah.
And then we'll see. Sarah really didn't do much in this match. They didn't. I think she wasn't
at
the least.
What
do you mean she helped them win?
Yeah.
She kicked Naomi.
No, Ruby doesn't.
I liked her.
No, it was Sarah.
No, Ruby did her kick on the apron.
Yeah, but Sarah was in there too.
I thought it was Sarah that kicked Naomi.
Sarah kicked all those wolves.
Yeah, she was busy. She was busy kicking the wolves.
Busy hunting wolves out.
I don't know. I agree with you on Liv. I think that these girls are working and they're definitely training in between each of these live events because, I mean, listen, once that group breaks up the Riot Squad, like, they have to fend for themselves. So if they're not making a name in this group, they're going to be out. So they really need to step it up. And I definitely agree. I think Liv lived in her character. She did a really great job.
I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm. You know. I really liked it. I thought it was good. And I do like Sarah Logan. Even Ruby Riot, you know, was better than I feel like I've seen in the past tonight. So it was a nice match.
Oh, I love Sarah Logan.
Me too.
She's great for live TV. There. Bam. She's great.
Agreed.
It was a good match. I mean, I like her finisher. I mean, it's like a code breaker.
It's code breaker just to the side.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool.
Mm.
Do you think, like, Sarah Logan is an example of, like, oh, maybe we should go back to being taped?
No. No taped.
Well, hey, no, NXT, I don't want NXT, it to be taped.
I mean, live tape, I guess. But, yeah. No, you got to learn on the job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hey, if you look at how many people want to be a wrestler and how many people make it to NXT alone or to WWE, like, there's definitely, I mean, there is something that they like about her.
Sure.
Mm. I mean, I don't know if we've... I mean, we've seen it, stuff that I know what Scott likes.
Yeah. But it's like... her showcasing the personality she is and backing it up. Whether it works great or if it doesn't, like, I'm still entertained.
Yeah.
You respect that she's going for it.
Yeah, rather than just cookie cutter. I memorized my promo in the exact way it was written for me, and it's stale and boring.
Like Ruby Riott did.
Yeah. Sarah Logan is interesting.
Yeah. Like, I would love to see that whole promo that they cut out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can we get a...
She's still recording it. That's the problem.
Can we get a whole, like, put it on Facebook or put it on Twitter?
She's talking about her great-grandpappy right now.
Yeah, I know. I want to hear it.
So, here's the thing. I don't know if you had another point to that, but in my perspective, I know we're very, very harsh sometimes and critical of wrestlers and this show, but I will say that... You know, even from our own industries and hosting and reporting in general, like, we start at the bottom and build up. So if you're coming in being fabulous, then what are you to learn and how are you going to be better? You need to come in needing to develop and grow. So, great, come in bad, like even like Lana maybe, where most people don't think she's a good wrestler, and prove yourself, and then people will love you more in the end. So I'm excited to see these three girls from the Riott Squad really prove themselves and make a mark.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I mean, like I said, there's something that they liked about her to give her a contract and put her on TV each week.
Right.
So, you know, there's like 100 people in NXT.
Yeah.
She got picked, so yeah. We'll see what happens with them.
We will. Dasha's backstage with the Usos. They talk about how Gable and Benjamin met on tag team Tinder. And Gable's been playing rebound since he lost Jason Jordan. And, oh, you can't tell the two of us apart. I'm Jimmy, that's Jay. No, wait, I thought you were Jimmy. I'm Jay.
That was funny.
No, wait. Oh, we're twins. Get it? I mean, we still don't know who's who.
I know which one is which.
I do.
I thought I was going to learn, but I didn't.
Yeah, I was all excited. I'm like, we're finally going to find out how to tell them apart. But we didn't.
No.
I think, though, when they're in interviews, it's easier to tell, and when they're speaking, but when they're just in the ring and wrestling and it's quick, that's where it gets confusing, and they're tagging each other, and you're like, wait, who tagged who? What happened?
Yeah, I will say when they're wrestling, it's hard to tell them apart, but yeah.
Just like the
Jimmy is married to Uso, to Naomi.
To Uso?
Yes.
It was tag team
Jimmy, Naomi, Jay, somebody else.
Yeah,
well, one of them just got, like, a big new gnarly tattoo, right?
Oh, I don't know.
I can make a lot of jokes with that right now.
You go right ahead. Chat roll, did one of the Usos get a new tattoo on their right arm, I believe?
They're already making the jokes in the chat roll.
They'll know.
Yeah.
You go ahead. Make jokes. I'm tired.
I mean, I thought this was... I like this. I like this whole thing. I like the promo that they did.
Yeah, and then Gable and Benjamin beat them up.
Yeah, and I like
it was good.
Yeah, the whole thing was good. I mean, if you don't follow Gable on Twitter or Instagram or whatever... He's, like, constantly posting videos of, like, his insane workouts that he does. And it's crazy, the stuff he does. Like,
you used to have insane workouts.
I know.
Are they equal insane?
No, his are way more insane.
Really? You're pushing boxes with people on them.
I know, but he's, like, you know, it reminds me of old Kurt Angle, like, videos that they would show with him training.
And what I did really like about it is, they took him out, but they didn't, like... leave them laying or anything like they just like, hey, here's like a little friendly reminder that we're here because they were able to get themselves back up after. So I like that. And like, oh, we're not just doing a constant, hey, we're gonna you just do a stare down, oh, we're gonna choke you out and throw you up against the monitor or anything like that. No, just a shot to the back of the head, be like, hey, I can tell you guys about you're the former champions.
And that was great.
So I liked it.
Best promo of the night.
It was. It was.
Oh, Sarah still got my vote.
Ooh.
And then we have one more phone promo by Nakamura.
And what was he saying,
first of all? I wish he was. I don't. How's this work? I want somebody to be goofy and outside the box. I want someone to be like, I don't do these. I have it facing the wrong way.
Okay, so here's the thing. He was goofy.
They would have joked with him.
I don't know.
Because Fandango would, Tyler, don't you always do selfies? Why don't you know what you're doing?
Yeah. I need a stick.
I think Nakamura's promo was goofy and out of the box. He just, I don't know, it in a different way.
Yes. I just want to see someone... If everyone's doing the same thing, somebody, just go for it.
Mm-hmm. But he did make me laugh because he does look like a crazy guy sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he does.
You know, so it was funny. It was a good one.
Main event, Jinder versus Rude to crown a new U.S. champion. First time we're crowning a vacant U.S. champ on SmackDown since 2006 because Tom Phillips said so. You must do what he says.
Really? Because I could make some jokes about that.
Yes, you could.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Do it. Singh Brothers.
Watch your face, everybody.
Singh Brothers are banned from ringside because one of them got hurt. So, you know, we're just going to call an audible and just not have them at ringside. Shane and Dan O'Brien, though, are just sitting ringside.
Mm-hmm.
No animosity, neither on commentary.
Excited for the match?
Just watching the match, clapping along with it, enjoying themselves.
Well, you know, Shane showed up for his 5 minutes of work, so.
Here is my one Christian's Closet moment of the night. So, Steve, if we could please hit the music.
Uh-oh.
We literally hit it. So, there's a classic old school thing in wrestling. Where when you're facing one other person, you should not be wearing the same colors. Not only was Bobby Roode and Jinder Mahal both in blue, they were in the same exact shade. It almost looked like Bobby was wearing Jinder's knee pads, like they switched something because it all just coordinated so well, like they were a tag team, but they were opponents.
It's coming soon, the tag team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's fine. They already got the gear set then. Mm-hmm.
The glorious Maharajas.
But Jinder Mahal.
Oh, God.
Jarudes. The Jarudes.
That might mean something. Careful.
That's true. I apologize if that somehow offended somebody. So, both of you should not have been wearing blue, number one. And number two, if you both did wear the same shade of blue in your earlier matches, you guys bring multiple articles of clothing at events. One of you could change. Jinder's supposed to be the super wealthy Maharaja. He should be having someone make him a custom-made ring attire in the back as we speak.
This could have been part of an invasion. They're wearing Team Blue. Mm-hmm. You know, you got Red Raw coming up on Monday, 25th anniversary. They might be gearing up to go invade wearing blue.
But there's only one night a year where SmackDown and Raw collide, right?
No.
Oh.
It happened tonight, too.
Oh, yeah. That's what...
After the show.
Oh, that's what they...
Speaking of your analysis on Christian's Closet, I feel like Jinder's gear should maybe have more of that, like, Indian-esque design and fabric to it. Oh. Like, they have such beautiful outfits that they wear. If you've ever seen, like, an Indian wedding, the women go all out, the men go all out. And if he had some, like, beautiful fabric he wore or some really cool design, I think that would make his character even that much more unique. Mm. That'd be a good Christian's Closet.
Well, yeah. This was part of the new show that they're pitching called Match Challenge.
where they
wear the exact same colors.
I think it's going to be a hit.
Mm-hmm.
That one's good. Is that one on tout?
That is on tout.
Okay.
Tout watch, not tout. Tout watch.
Okay. Tout, please watch.
Oh, there you go. There.
Please, we're begging you. We're begging you to watch. Okay, you can cut the music. So, this match... Like the Xavier Woods Jinder match was like over 90% Jinder offense. I feel like Bobby Roode, he got his blockbuster in, he got a spine buster, he eventually hit the glorious DDT. They had a double clothesline, and that might have been literally all of Bobby Roode's offense in this match.
And he was the weakened one.
Yeah. And he was the one holding the ribs the whole time based on selling from what happened earlier tonight against Mojo. This match went, again, maybe 17, 18 minutes. Good length for the match, as it should be, being it's for the title. But I would have expected more offense out of Bobby Roode. And at the same time, with Rude getting the win with the glorious DDT, I would expect Jinder to be stronger than not to be able to survive three moves. So I wasn't... I'm fine with Rude winning. Mm. I mean, I liked the length of the match, but I felt like Rude should have definitely got more offense in, and Jinder should have gotten more... taken more offense.
And with all of those things being said, I feel like this match to me wasn't that amazing or entertaining. I'm happy Rude won, but I think that we could have seen more out of these guys. I don't want to be thinking my favorite match of the night was Mojo Rawley and Bobby Roode, but then like the main event had no effect. Mm. So, I thought the semifinal match was better than the final.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Jinder Xavier Woods match better. Mm. I mean, it was fine. I mean, I kind of want Jinder win though over Roode. Like, I think Jinder with the belt is more interesting than Roode with the belt. I guess we'll see what happens, and if Ziggler comes back, then they can restart that feud that they already kind of had.
Right, so. And we were thinking there could have been something, you know, whether it's Ziggler or someone attacking Roode as the match ends, Jinder comes back, whatever it may be. But SmackDown ends with Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon lifting up Bobby Roode's hand, congratulating him as the winner.
We got to get to that Nick's Max challenge.
Well, nice try, Jinder, on becoming a Bludgeon Brother.
Whoa.
But you didn't win, so you're not a Bludgeon Brother. Even though you beat a dude for 20 minutes, didn't work.
What? The Bludgeon Brothers weren't even on tonight. Why do you have that bat?
Because he tried to be a Bludgeon Brother.
How?
By bludgeoning Xavier Woods and then bludgeoning Bobby Roode, but he didn't get it done. So he's not a Bludgeon Brother.
Like you.
I saw what happened.
I mean, because you're an honorary Bludgeon Brother.
Honorary Bludgeon Brother.
Luke Harper tweeted you, right?
Well, it's Tuesday. You know what that means.
And that's like a totally off topic, but it's funny that you bring this bat out and talk about the Bludgeon Brothers, because if you're going to say we need a replacement for Braun Strowman for SmackDown, you know, the Bludgeon Brothers, like someone in the chat roll mentioned, could actually take out maybe a production truck.
That's right.
They could. They could bludgeon a truck.
Yeah. That's right. So they could be, you know, next in line next to Kevin Owens.
So let's find out who you feel should be bludgeoning everyone on SmackDown next week, if it's not the Bludgeon Brothers. Yeah. And you can talk to us on iTunes and YouTube. And, of course, various forms of social media. Scott Narver, how can people reach out to you?
You can reach out to me on social media at Scott Narver. You can check out youtube.com/onyourmarkshow for the funniest free shoot interviews on the web that are the most controversial, that create the most cash. You'll want to see those. Peter Avalon was a couple weeks ago, and then... will Marky Extreme be the latest Impact Wrestling star? He sits down for his Impact Wrestling contract negotiations with Josh Matthews at Impact Offices. Check that out.
Absolutely. Tom!
You follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at Tom.com. Head to my Etsy shop if you want one of these awesome rings at Connolly Central. If you have any other Funko Pops that you want some cool stands for, let me know. I'll see what I can make for you.
I do love the name Connolly Central.
Right?
That is a good name. I like that. Gabby!
You guys, I'm coming up with some ideas for a t-shirt. So if you'd be interested in maybe rocking a t-shirt with a cool saying that has to do with me on it and, you know, what we do here, then let me know, because then I'll make it happen. You can follow me on Instagram at Gabby.Loren and let me know there, or on Twitter at Gabrielle_Loren. And I will be gone for about 2 weeks because I'm going to Thailand, you guys.
So. She is traveling.
I'm traveling the world, and I'm going to try to make a Muay Thai match or show or whatever and see what that's about over there, since, you know, it's a Thailand thing.
So I expect you to win.
Well, I'm not going to get involved. I'm just going to be a spectator.
Oh, no. Yeah. No. You should compete. Follow me on Twitter at Will Rosenberg, Instagram, The Will Rosenberg, ProWrestlingTees.com/Christian Rosenberg, ColorNobleBrand.com, promo code Rosenberg, save yourself 10%. And this Sunday, January 24th, in Victorville, California, Alpha Omega Wrestling presents Unleash 7, our biggest show of the year. Amazing Red, Marty the Moth, Eric Watts, Peter Avalon, as Scott mentioned. They're all going to be there and so much more. Follow AOW Wrestling on Twitter. And for all your other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip, AfterBuzz TV on Twitter. Thanks for tuning in. Scott Narver, Tom Connolly, and Gabby Loren. I am Christian Rosenberg. We'll see you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.